In the shade of a granary and fertilizer distributor on the Missouri River, the Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is talking to 35 supporters about things she's done for her rural constituents, like protecting agriculture jobs from farm dust regulations.
When I heard that somebody was thinking about a regulation on farm dust, I said, well, clearly they have no idea what farming is about in this country. So I went to work making sure that regulation was stopped.
This campaign stop in Brunswick, Missouri, is part of her six-day Fighting for Farmers tour. The incumbent senator, who is running against U.S. Representative Todd Akin in November, is talking to farmers all over the state about where she stands on the farm bill and on getting broadband internet access to rural areas, among other issues.
And we sure as heck don't need to close rural post offices. That's like changing the couch in their budget. That's not the problem.
McCaskill's not the only politician courting farmers these days. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney just announced his Farmers and Ranchers for Romney coalition. And last week, President Obama spoke to constituents about the farm bill in Iowa.
The best way to help these states is for the folks in Congress to pass a farm bill that not only helps farmers and ranchers respond to natural disasters, but also makes some necessary reforms and gives farmers and ranchers some long-term certainty.
This isn't really a new phenomenon, but...
That's Iowa State University economics and agriculture professor Dr. Neil Harrell.
It's probably more intense now.
In fact, Harrell says he hasn't remembered an election cycle that's been so much about farming since 1936, when Roosevelt ran against Landon. Dr. Daryl Ray, director of the Agricultural Policy Center at the University of Tennessee, says elected officials are always interested in farmers, but that's intensified this year due to two things: the expiration of the farm bill and the drought that's hit so much of the Midwest.
What we're looking at this time around is a tremendous increase in the amount of money that's going to go to farmers from insurance.
Dr. Ray says the drought and July's searing heat will mean up to $20 billion will be paid out to grain farmers in crop insurance subsidies. Insurance companies will be footing most of that bill, but not all of it.
There will be a significant amount that will come from the federal government. And this is, not a good time for talking about additional expenditures for any group of folks. So it's a tense time for lots of politicians, I'm sure.
When that much federal government money is at stake, elected officials take note. But will talking about farm and agricultural issues pay off for politicians like McCaskill? She's still 11 points behind Akin in the latest poll. At her campaign rally in Brunswick, Wayne Foster, who rows 1,800 acres of corn and soybeans in Sheridan, Missouri, says he'll vote for McCaskill, but he understands all this talk about farming doesn't settle anything.
It's tough. No two ways about it. It takes a lot of money in the right place.
With 2 months of campaigning left, expect farm policy to be a big part of the rhetoric on the campaign trail. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson.